And we're back here 14 minutes past the hour, 14 and a half minutes past the hour on this Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. Now, I do want to mention again really quick, because I think it's very important. There was a black cat lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. It's been missing since Saturday. If you have any information on this black cat, call 740-341-5719. That's 740-341-5719. There is a $100 reward for the safe return of this cat. Now, I talked to the owner. This is a shy cat, and there is a distinguishing mark on this cat, and they think it might be in a building or possibly in somebody's house. So if you know anything about this cat, call the number. Black cat, 740-341-5719, lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street, missing since Saturday, $100 reward. And again, the owner of the cat will know who the if it's her cat, because it has a distinguishing mark on it that she will be able to tell. So there you go. Not just any old black cat. All right. Don't forget, coming up this morning, the Charlie Evers Show, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Glenn Coble today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. And Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. today. Don't miss any of that. And Charlie will have some new giveaways today. I'm sure he will be very happy about that. Things from Smoothie King and things from Jimmy John's. Presents, gifts, whatever you'd like to call them, giveaways that we have never really had here at the station before. So that is kind of a neat thing. All right, we haven't done any trivia yet, so we might as well get into that. We were having a lot of fun with the trivia yesterday. We actually got through some of these questions that we have had forever. We got the Barbara Walters question. What was the other book that she had written besides Audition? It was How to Talk to Practically Anybody About Practically Anything. We got that one right before we went off the air yesterday. And we did get the question about what did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? It was mayonnaise, other than waffles. It was mayonnaise. And I think that's all the questions we got yesterday. So let's get back into this, because I do have some new questions to add if we get all these old questions answered. So the one question we still don't have the answer for: does anybody know the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? Now, this television show ran in the early 2000s, starred Ashley Williams, who's been on this show. I've said that name a whole bunch of times. It was a good television show. I think it was on 2002 to 2004, and it had a very good theme song. What was the title to the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami? That question is still out there. Other questions we still have: how many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? All you got to do is give me a guess. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? Now, you can come within five on this one. If you guess, if you get within five, I'll give you the right answer. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? We still have this question. I don't believe we got this one fully answered yesterday. What were frozen waffles originally called, and why? What were frozen waffles originally called, and why? They were not originally called frozen waffles. They had a different name. What was the name, and why were they called this? I think we had a little hint to this yesterday, and we were on the right track, but I don't think we ever got there fully. Why is apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as apple pie? Does anybody know that? Why is apple pie the wrong name to call what McDonald's sells as apple pie? We've had several guesses at this one, too, over time, but we have not had the right answer. Does anybody know? Why is apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as apple pie? One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to pie? Now, this has to do with eating pie. Does anybody know? One in five Americans have claimed to do something when it comes to eating pie. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. Then we still have our two slogans. I can't believe these slogans have lasted as long as they have. Now, I'm letting you know these are breakfast foods. Now, we came kind of close on some of these yesterday, but we did not get the full answers. Now, here are the slogans. Now, remember, these are breakfast foods. The simpler, the better. Does anybody know what breakfast food that is a slogan for? The simpler, the better. And the other one, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Now, we did have some guesses on that one yesterday, but we did not get the right answer. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Now, this one you might be able to think through, because what cereals taste like a chocolate milkshake? For all of you who like to have cereal out there, is there one in mind that in your mind tastes like a chocolate milkshake? Because that is the slogan. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. So those are the questions. 740-383-9944. We do still have the Jags koozie for your cup. And we do have the extra large Jags t-shirts. Or if you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, we would love to have you do that as well. Again, the questions, what breakfast foods have these slogans? It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What breakfast food is that? The simpler, the better. What breakfast food is that? One in five Americans have done what when it comes to eating a pie? Does anybody know that one? One in five Americans has done what when it comes to eating a pie? Why is an apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? We haven't got the answer to that one yet. Why is an apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Now the answers kind of go together. If you know what frozen waffles were originally called, you're going to know why they were called that. So the question is, what were frozen waffles originally called and why? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell every minute? Now, if you come within five, I'll give you the answer. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell every minute? Does anybody know the theme song, the title of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? The theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami. All you have to do is give me the title. 740-383-9944. Again, that's 740-383-9944. If you know the answers to any of those questions. Now, I'm going to throw in two more questions because I came up with some other questions Sunday night. I think I worked on these questions. And I have a whole list of them here, but I'm only going to give two, and maybe we'll get them here. Does anybody know the most famous character that was on the David Letterman show in the 35-year history of the show? Were any of you David Letterman fans out there? David Letterman's late-night show was on television more or less for 35 years. Does anybody know who was the most famous character on that show in the 35-year history that it was on? Now, maybe somebody knows this one right off the bat is what it sounds like. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Is this Miss Wonderful Scott Stearns?
It is. How are you?
You're the most wonderful man in February.
Thank you, Martha.
Your day is February 1, 2 dozen.
It is February 2 dozen, February 24th.
And my mother's taught me how to say say February is 1, 1, 2, 0, 3, what kind of tree? 4, shut the door. 5, hide. 6, don't get sick. 7, 11, heaven. That's how I remember, Scott.
So you associate the numbers with words, Martha?
Yes, and 6, 12, 18, 24, 30, 36. And when I remember your birthday, it's 2. February is a great month.
It absolutely...
Washington was born.
It's
Washington born 2 days ahead of you.
Yes, Washington was born on February 22nd.
What year?
Oh, gosh, I don't know what year he was born, Martha. Do you know?
That's Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie would know. He would know what year Washington was born.
That Charlie ever knows everything in the world, Scott.
He does. He'll be on this morning from 10:15.
Tell him that Martha called and Joe Renacci had a telephone in his hand.
That's true. Charlie was asking a question about Joe.
And his license number was Dance 5.
His license plate.
Martha was Dance 1, Marilyn 2, Luann 3, Susie 4, Joe 5, Dance 5. And I want to tell you what I just seen on the television. A jet plane dumped. They say douse, D-O-U-S-E, D. And Scott, they spelled douse, my name, in the 1400s, D-O-U-S-E.
But who changed your name to D-O-U-C-E?
Because they didn't want to say doused.
Oh, they didn't want to say, I got you, like doused with water.
Yep.
So they Martha Douse. Well, they tell you.
Isn't it awful about this little boy they found, Scotty?
Oh, awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, I feel sad. I'm so sad.
I know. It's.
I love children and old people.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of.
I love people.
A lot of people say you can judge a society by how they treat their children and their old people.
Yes.
I think that's true. Well, how you been, Martha?
Well, I'm pretty good. I ate with Grandpa, and I gave him a beautiful necklace that is yours.
Oh.
You take it. It's a heart necklace. Luann was in the run in Cincinnati, and it was in February, and they sent it to me about 5 years ago, and I got pink on today, and your grandpa's got an Ohio State hat on, and my necklace that I gave him was red and black. And I said, wear this today, honey. He said, okay, so he's got it on, but I want you to take it on your birthday, and I want you to wear it. It's red and black, and it's got a tag that says, Run, Cincy, Ohio.
So it's a red
and I got 2 turquoise pens from Heartland for you and Charlie Evers. Tell Charlie, I love aqua, that's my favorite color, and I want to give it to him because I didn't give him nothing for his birthday.
Well, I will let Charlie know, and we'll have those aqua pens and that necklace. You know, Martha, green's my favorite color, too.
Well, I want you to have it, and I'm giving you an Ohio State bottle for you to take to the station to put water, coffee, or hot chocolate, or whatever you want to do, and I want that to be shared with WGH Radio.
So, it's a necklace, Martha, and a water bottle, and a turquoise pen. Aqua pen.
Yep, that's your birthday. And I'm going to sing to you on your birthday. What day does your birthday come on this year?
You know, I don't know what day of the week my birthday is.
This is leap year.
This is leap year.
Yep. 29th, 5 days after your day.
5 days after my day, it is a leap year. I always liked leap year. I think it's an interesting year.
Well, Joe's wife is February 7th. Luann's husband, Kevin, is the 11th. My mom's the 12th. Emma Faith is the 16th. Russell Algar McBride, the 6th, is the 19th. His sister is February 21, and you're 24.
It looks like my birthday is on a Monday this year, Martha. A Monday. Manic Monday.
Well, I'm going to call you. No, I'm coming up to your station.
Oh, you're going to come here on my birthday, Martha.
Yes, I am.
Now, how do you think...
And I want you to come and eat lunch with me and Jim Thompson.
Well, I will do that. Now, Martha, how do you think I should celebrate my 30th birthday?
Go to church.
Go to church? Sure.
I want to tell you how to celebrate. I want you to get a tattoo.
A tattoo?
This lady comes and gives me tattoos. I got one on my right hand. It's a Valentine. And you said on the radio the other day, what should you send your friends on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
This lady works at Rite Aid. She and does volunteer work at Heartland, and she comes and gives me tattoos. And the other day when she was here, she said, what kind do you want? Last month she did pets, a boy, a little dog, and a little cat. She knows I love cats and dogs. She gave me a tattoo, and she was here Sunday, honey.
So you think on
and
my...
She was here last month. She gave 8 tattoos away. They saw me getting them, and they saw, can we have one? One got a tattoo on her neck.
So you think
her
that...
Her name's Loretta King. I call her Loretta Queen.
So you think I should get a tattoo for my birthday, Martha?
Yep.
Now, what kind
Not a permanent one, but I want to send the Rite Aid girl. She works at Rite Aid, and she does volunteer for Heartland.
Now, what...
And she is so pretty. Oh, she's beautiful.
Now, what should I get a tattoo of, Martha?
Valentine.
A Valentine? Just like a heart?
Or a cake, a birthday cake.
A birthday cake. Now, where should I get this tattoo? Because,
I want you to call Rite Aid and ask for Patricia.
And she'll take care of it.
Tell her you're Martha's friend.
So I should get either a Valentine or a birthday cake tattoo on my birthday?
Yep.
All right.
Tell her where you're at.
Well, now...
You can give Charlie a Valentine. It washes off, honey.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of people do have the permanent tattoos now. Now, where do you think the best place is to get a tattoo if you're going to go out and do this?
Well, what I'm going to do for my 89th birthday?
What's that, Martha?
I'm going to have tattoos of all my family initials. I got 20 grandchildren.
And you're going to do that for the big 89. Now, where are you going to get these tattoos, Martha?
And you know what one of my great-grandmas are doing at the studio?
What's that?
Last year, she baked 88 cupcakes.
88 cupcakes?
I'm getting 89 this year.
Now, your birthday, Martha, is on Mother's Day, correct?
Yes, and this year is Mother's Day. And I'm in charge in having the Superstar Mothers of America.
Now, what is that, Martha?
That's the program here. Excuse me.
Well, that'll be...
We do music with Martha every Saturday at 10:15.
Well, that'll...
And I would dearly love it if you would come and see us.
Well, I certainly will try to put that on my calendar for Mother's Day, Martha.
I want to teach you how to do the Cupid Shuffle.
You're going to teach me how to do the Cupid? That's a line dance, is it not, Martha?
Yes, it is. And the Wobble.
The Wobble?
That's a new one.
It's called the Wobble?
W-A-B-B-L-E.
The Wobble. How do you do?
Side together four times to the right. Side together four right to the left. It's the Cupid Shuffle. You do heel step and snap your fingers right, left, right, left. Then you march eight count and turn a quarter. And then do it all over again. And they do that at all, every wedding. And they got a song that comes out to the right, to the left. And four heels and snap your fingers. And you're facing the north. And you do eight counts.
No.
Marching like a drum major. Point your toe. Reflexing your heel. And you're facing the north. Then you go to halfway between the south. And then do it all over. Isn't that easy?
Man. Now, Martha, what kind of dance is the Wobble?
You lean over, even if you're in a wheelchair like your grandpa. Lean over eight counts. Lean back eight counts. Roll your arms to the left eight counts. Then roll your arms to the right eight counts. Then step, hit your knee with the right hand, hit your knee with the left hand, then do step, step, step. Then do it again and again and again. That's cha-cha-cha.
So,
that's a cha-cha.
So,
step, step, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. So, Martha...
Two times and then... Clap your hands eight counts. Isn't that good exercise?
It sounds like it. Now, Martha, this sounds like maybe this should be a dance class to learn the Cupid Shuffle because, you know, there should be more people in there than me.
Well, why don't you have them come out here to the Presidential Center and I'll call Shannon Kellogg and we'll do it. And we'll put James Compton in the front row and let him do it in his wheelchair.
Well,
you gotta be all facing the same day. What do you do on Saturday at 10:15?
Well, it just kind of depends on the week. I'm sure we could get together some Saturday.
Well, I'm here every Saturday. Did you know that I'm here for the rest of my life? Do you know how much James Compton's room cost a month and how much Martha Dowse's cost?
How much?
$4,000.
It's a little pricey,
two
but
in
it's...
the room. It used to be when that man was in Paul. Remember Paul was his name in your grandpa's room?
I do.
$2,300.
My goodness.
That Paul was a wonderful man. He helped people go to the dining room.
What happened to him?
He got better. And
oh.
His son was the most devoted man in the world. He wore Indian t-shirts all the time. And I told him, son, I said, will you give me the schedule of the Indians? They have me do Buckeye Bash here every day that Ohio State plays, and guess what my daughter Marilyn K. Menace does?
What's that, Martha?
Buys $30 worth of pizza and goes to the TikTok room. You know where that is, honey?
I do.
You've been there.
Well, that is awful nice. Now, Martha...
And you are one of the devotedest grandson that ever could be, honey.
Well, I appreciate that, Martha. It's always good to come and visit with Grandpa and visit with you. That's always a lot of fun.
I throw you a kiss every time I see you. I can't help it.
Well, Martha, you know, you're a wonderful lady, the queen of dance here in Marion.
You talk about me on the radio, and I love it. And I love hearing Charlie talk about my baton.
Well, you used to throw those fire batons, Martha. My goodness.
Yes. We used white gasoline.
And
I couldn't teach it in my studio. I had to teach it in the alley.
So
between 488 and 492.
So you used to dip your baton in gasoline?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
White gas.
Now, how did you...
That baton cost me $150.
Now, how did you keep from burning your hand, Martha?
I twirled it real fast.
Oh, my gosh. See, that would be a little frightening to me to have a baton...
I taught all my 8th grade students how to twirl fire. Then I called their music teacher in Pleasant, and I said, I got a little girl named April Meyer, and I just finished teaching her fire baton. He said, F-I-R-E? I said, yes, sir. I learned it at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. He said, you send her out, and I'll have her in the Pleasant High School band until she graduates. I went out, and I watched her every Friday night to twirl fire, and she threw it up in the air and brought it down and caught it and did figure eights, horizontal, and twirled real fast so she wouldn't burn herself. And guess what I got to do? Watch my grandson play football. I am one heck of a Pleasant lady.
Well, Martha, you certainly deserve it after all the life you've lived here in Marion.
And you know the Spartans. I love the Spartans in Michigan State. I had a drum major. I taught him how to do a back bend. And when I was 12 and he was 4, he called me when he was 17 crying. He said, Martha, guess what just happened? They made me the head drum major of Michigan State, the Spartan. I said, what? I said, Joe and I are coming up Saturday. What time's the game, honey? I said, I want to take you out to breakfast. He said, Martha, the band, you got to be on time because they all hiss if you're late.
So did you make it on time, Martha?
I sure did.
I bet that's true. Now, Martha, I have...
And another thing I did was I met General MacArthur at the Waldorf Astoria in 1959. And he introduced me to his 5 generals, Scott.
Boy, I tell you, Martha, you've been all around the world.
You got to write a book.
I got to write a book on you, Martha. It'll be book number 2 on Martha Dell.
If you write a book, I'll do the cook.
You'll do the cook, and I'll write the book.
Okay.
Thank you, Martha.
Will you come out?
I'll stop and visit today.
Can I call you today at between 10 and 11:30 and have somebody sing over the phone?
Well, Charlie will be on then.
Well, can they call Charlie?
If he's on the air, I don't know why not.
Okay, I'm going to have a preacher sing a song.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Martha.
Bye-bye.
The one and only Queen of Dance, Martha Dowse Manasi. There's only one Queen of Dance. I'm sure Charlie will be happy to hear about that. But Charlie's got good giveaways today. He's got the Smoothie King giveaways. He's got the Jimmy John giveaways. It's going to be a big day on the Charlie Evers Show. Going to be like Price is Right today. You know, Martha is just a legend here in Marion. Soon to be 89 years old. How about that? How about those suggestions? Get a tattoo on the birthday and learn the Cupid Shuffle. Now, maybe those should be my New Year's resolutions. You know, I don't have any tattoos, so I'm kind of out of the loop on this whole tattoo thing, but I would have no idea what to get a tattoo of or even where to put it because I'm so out of the loop on that sort of thing. Any ideas on this? Any suggestions? 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Also, does anybody have any memories of the legendary Martha Douse who called in? Now, this is one of the people in this community who made a difference. Without question, Martha Douse made a big difference. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, tastes like a chocolate milk, Cocoa Krispies.
Let me take a look here. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. You have got it right. That is Cocoa Krispies. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, what were some of the others about the other slogans?
The other slogan we have right now is the simpler, the better.
Okay. And that's for a cereal also.
That's for a cereal also.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Means the, your phone rings busy. It just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Well, we finally got that one. That was around for a long time. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. That is Cocoa Krispies. Now, the only other breakfast cereal we've got left that has a slogan, we're trying to figure out what the breakfast cereal is to this slogan, the simpler, the better. Does anybody know what breakfast food that was? The simpler, the better. And we still have the other questions. Does anybody know what the title of the theme song was to the television series Good Morning Miami? Does anybody know how many waffles the Waffle House sells in 1 minute? And I'll give you within five on that one. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Does anybody know that? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Why is an apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Simpler the better is Rice Krispies.
You have got it. Before Snap, Crackle, Pop, they used to say the simpler the better. That was Rice Krispies. You've got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, now we've got all the slogans knocked out of the way. The simpler, the better, absolutely was Rice Krispies. But do we have the other ones here? What is the theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami? All I need is the title. Does anybody know how many waffles the Waffle House sells in 1 minute and you can get within five? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Why is apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells? Why is apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells? We've had some guesses on this one, but never got the right answer. One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to pie? Now, this is eating pie. One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions. Theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Why is an apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells as apple pies? And one in five Americans have done what when it comes to eating a pie? 740-383-9944. And we still do have the Jags extra large t-shirts. We have the Jags koozie. Or if you would just like to call in and answer the question, like some of the callers have done this morning, we would love to have you do that. 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. Now, Martha Douse called in this hour. Does anybody have any good remembrances of Martha Douse? She's been around this community for so long, 89 years now, can you believe that? Has been in business over 70. That is a feat in and of itself. Go ahead, caller. Or did we lose our caller? I think we lost our caller there. If that was you, call back in. 740-383- 7409944. That's 7403839944. Give me a call back if that was you and you have an answer to a question. Okay, maybe this is the caller we just lost. Remember, if it's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome to Eating Pie.
Yes.
Most everybody uses a fork, but some people will hold the pie in their hand and eat.
That's interesting. That's a good guess. That's not what 1 in 5 people have agreed to do, but that's a good guess when it comes to eating pie.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. That is not the right answer, but that was a good guess. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Does anybody know the answer? 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Why is apple pie the wrong name to call what McDonald's sells? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? Does anybody know the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? Those are the questions. 7403839944. Give me a ring and we will get you on the air. Don't forget, we have the Black Cat lost on Saturday, missing since Saturday, in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. There is a $100 reward for this cat. Call 740-341-5719. There is a distinguishing mark on this cat that the owner will know, but give him a call. Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street, missing since Saturday, and it might be in a building, might be near somebody's house, is what I was told. $100 reward. Call 740-341-5719. All right, the trivia questions still exist here on the air today about waffles, Good Morning Miami, pies, all kinds of interesting stuff. And I think here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
The theme song, is it Once in a Lifetime?
That's close. That's not the full title, but that's almost it.
Once in a Lifetime, yeah, that's about all I have on it.
Yeah, you're really close. There's just a little bit before
you.
Once in a Lifetime. Thank you. Yeah, we're talking about the theme song to Good Morning Miami. We're looking for the title of the theme song to Good Morning Miami. Now, Comes Around Once in a Lifetime, that's almost right. There's just a little more to it. We're looking for this theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami. Now, Comes Around Once in a Lifetime is part of the theme, but that's not the full theme song. But we're close. That television series was on 2002 to 2004. I think the theme song is actually on YouTube. If you went on YouTube and typed in theme song Good Morning Miami, you'd probably get the full theme song, and the title would be in there. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Why is an apple pie the wrong name to call what McDonald's sells? And 1 in 5 Americans claim to do what when it comes to eating pie? Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday. We have the Jags Extra Large T-shirts, the Jags Koozie, or anything else. Or if you just want to answer the question, and we'll all be happy for you as you answer the question. So give us a call here with 7 minutes left to go. And again, we thank the legendary Queen of Dance, Martha Dowse, for calling in today. Do want to remind you the Charlie Evers Show is coming up right after this one, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Some good giveaways today on that program from Smoothie King and Jimmy John's. So we're going to add some food back in the mix. Also, the Ridgedale Lions Club. We have a giveaway from there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on the McDonald's pie, I think that should signify, pie signifies a circle, and there's a, like, rectangular shape.
You know, you're on the right track. That's part of the reason, because their pies are rectangular and not a circle, so it's not really a pie. But what right. What is it that they sell?
Okay, that's all I know about it.
Well, you're close. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, our question is, why is an apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? There is a reason that it's really calling that an apple pie doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Does anybody know what that particular reason is? That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How about 145 per minute waffle house?
You have got it. The Waffle House, that is exactly right, sells 145 waffles per minute. You have got it.
And how about Froffles? Froffles for original name for frozen waffles?
That is the original name, and I think it's Froffles. However
you pronounce it.
Yeah, however, you got it right, however you pronounce it. Do you know why that was the name, Froffles, for frozen waffles?
Something to do with being frozen, and I forget, really.
Well, it's the two words brought together. It's frozen and waffles combined. That's how they got Froffles.
Sounds good.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye. There's two questions down. Yes, the original name for frozen waffles was Froffles, and basically they just took frozen and waffles and combined the words, and that's how you got Froffles. Froffles. And yes, we finally got this one. 145 waffles sold per minute at the Waffle House. Well, we're doing very well today on the questions. So what do we got left? Theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami. Does anybody know the full name? We almost had it earlier. Full title for the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami. We've had a guess on this one too this morning. Why is apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells? There is a reason that it's really not right to call what McDonald's sells an apple pie. Does anybody know why? We've had a guess on this one too. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating a pie? 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating a pie? 57 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Still time to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still call in and get your answer in on this morning. Don't forget, Charlie Evers right after this, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church, 6:10 to 7. Go ahead, caller.
For the apple pie, put cheese on it?
Not put cheese on it, but that's a good guess, too. Is that good? I've heard people doing that.
I've never tried it. I just took a guess.
That's a good guess. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
It is not putting cheese on it. That's a good guess, though. Here we go. Here comes another one down the pike. Let's see. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Would it be pour milk on a pie?
Not pour milk, but that's a good one as well. Thank you. It is not pour milk on a pie. What is it when it comes to pie that 1 in 5 Americans have done when it comes to eating a pie, or admitted they've done? 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating a pie? Does anybody know? Why is apple pie the wrong name to call what McDonald's sells as a pie? Go ahead, caller.
Did they put ice cream on it?
Not ice cream, but that's a good one, too.
Okay.
Thank you. I love a good little dip of ice cream on apple pie. Apple pie a la mode. How could we be unhappy with apple pie a la mode? That's always a great thing. Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream?
Not ice cream. Thank you. Not ice cream, but that was a good answer. Back to the, I think that one got caught up in the delay. Apple pie a la mode. All right, what is it 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do when it comes to apple pie? I feel like I'm on the Family Feud. 1 in 5 Americans say that their bus driver
You're
does
listening
this.
To
We're
WWE
done. Charlie, coming up
Radio
next.
Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes. Methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus aspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on and on, this royal throne of this scepter, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare, and I retain.